Every day at this time, we talk Stanley Cup playoffs with you. We want to keep you in the loop. I know you may be sad, you may be mad, you may be disappointed. Whatever your emotions are about the Predators being out, we're going to keep you in the loop. We hope you'll keep checking in all the way until the end. We certainly have been on this show, and boy, were things crazy last night in St. Louis. What a crazy ending as the Sharks take Game 3 of that series. And to help us with that and a lot more, Barry Melrose from ESPN is on the line with us. Barry, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Other than the Predators being out, we're doing fantastic, and we're still engaged in the Stanley Cup playoffs, watching this, and man, you kind of felt bad for the Blues last night because I think most people feel like they got hosed. What do you think?
Yeah, they got hosed. I think that when you're watching that game, obviously when it went into overtime, it was definitely a hand pass. I think anyone who watched the game that knows anything about hockey realizes that. San Jose is a lucky team right now because if you look at their history, they had that situation with Vegas where the Pavelski injury opened up a five-minute major. They scored four goals on that and ended up winning that series against Colorado. They had the play that was offside that was deemed no goal. That was a tying goal, and San Jose ended up winning that round. And now they ended up winning a game because of that pan pass ruling. So things are going San Jose's way right now as far as the rule book's concerned.
Yeah, we said we had a fun with that earlier in the show, Barry. We said the best tweet we saw last night on Twitter was somebody tweeted out, man, if San Jose could just catch a break in the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems like everything's going their way. There's no doubt about that. They're two wins away from Stanley Cup Finals, and everything, all these big rules are going their way. It usually doesn't happen that way. It usually evens out, but right now you got to think that they're sort of ordained right now, the San Jose Sharks. Everything's going their way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what is the right balance? You've been around the game for a long, long time. I don't know what side of the fence you're on. There's some people who are like, review everything, get it right. And some people are like, whoa, whoa, you know, this game's going to get longer. Where are you? What's the right balance in your mind?
Well, it's a slippery slope because you get to the point where everything is called and you don't even need referees anymore. You'll just have robots watching the game, and when a call happens, the robots up the stairs will decide the ruling. But I'm of the ilk that I want the right call made. I can live with a ruling. I can live with going upstairs or going to Toronto. We've got a good system. It happens fast for the most part. So if it takes five extra minutes to end the game to get the right call, I have no problem with that. And I think most people don't have a problem with that. So I think that if you have that ruling that the right call is always made, I think everyone can live with that and should live with that. So, but it is something the NHL will look at, I'm sure, because of all the stuff that's happened in the playoffs. And hopefully they'll come up with a ruling that makes sure that the right call is always made. And the goal is a goal is a goal type deal. And like I said last night, I think everybody can live with that as long as the right call is made at the end of the day.
Yeah, how about this for a suggestion? See what you think about this. I'll toss this your way. What about if we, you know, look, something's probably going to happen. I mean, they got a lot of attention last night. I don't think it was the attention the league was looking for. So they'll probably have to make a change in the offseason. But what if some of these changes or a big change like this were to just be implemented in the playoffs? Not that the regular season is important, because it is. But what if these things just played out, because we do change the overtime rules in the playoffs? What about if there was a playoff or a review rule change, but it was only going to be implemented in the playoffs? How would you feel about that?
Well, what happens then during the regular season? A team gets a bad call against them, just like last night, and that determines if you make the playoffs or not. So I don't think that's fair either. I think if they're going to change the rule, change it during the regular season. That way, when we get to the playoffs, the rule has been hashed out. All the gray areas have been taken care of, and you know, the system is a lot better by then. So that's what I would think should happen. Start it at the start of the season. Come up with the ruling that the governors and the owners can live with, and start it during the regular season. And by the time we get to the playoffs, the rule has been implemented. Everyone knows the rule, how it works, and things should happen a lot faster that way if we've had a year to work on it and take all the kinks out of it by then. So But again, as long as the right call's made, I can live with pretty well anything the NHL decides.
It's been evolving for a while. Barry Melrose is with us from ESPN, NHL analyst. And Barry, just thinking back to when you were behind the bench, I can only imagine how many times you may have walked back into an office frustrated that, you know, when you went back and looked at a play that the referees didn't get it right. I guess we've had to deal with this for all of these years. Is there any play that comes to mind for you in a big game where you wish there was more replay?
I was coaching Los Angeles. We lost the Stanley Cup because of a curve in a stick. So I've been there. I've walked into a dressing room where you feel you've got the shaft and you've got to get your team ready to play the next day. So I've certainly been there. And again, if there's a rule and you can look at the rule by video replay that shows whether it's a goal, whether it's not a goal, whether it's offside, whether it's not offside, I can certainly live with that. But it's hard. Right now, Coach Berube's got a tough job ahead of him. He's got to get his team ready to play within 48 hours, and he's got to use what happened to them as motivation to make sure that they win the next game. And if they win the next game, and really the Blues players after the game handled it very well. You could tell they're very frustrated, very angry, but they all said to a man, we just have to win the next game, and then we got a best of three. So St. Louis Blues have handled it very well, and you got to cheer for a team like that handled that situation so well, and maybe get on St. Louis's side, start getting the karma level up for St. Louis Blues, and maybe they'll get a break in the next game that'll determine if they win or not.
The unfortunate thing is, from just the entertainment standpoint, it was a heck of a hockey game. Went back and forth, a lot of drama, the lead changes, all the kind of stuff that you really like. And the Blues had to be pretty disappointed that they had the lead, and they had done such a good job on Logan Couture, who's had such a phenomenal postseason, and then boom, the one time he gets loose, he's able to tie it late with the goalie pulled.
Well, overtime's like that. That's what makes overtime so special and why I hope the NHL never gets rid of sudden death overtime in the playoffs. I think it's something that no other sport has. It's such a finite moment. You got two teams battling hard. It's a great game. Both teams have had chances to win in overtime. We got the late goal by San Jose to tie the game up. San Jose blew a two-goal lead and ended up being down by a goal. And then, all of a sudden, with sudden death overtime, the rule happens and the game is over. I love sudden death overtime. I think it's great, and I never want to lose that. But I also want to make sure that we don't have that situation like the Pavelski situation against in the previous round. And also, last night, if you remember, there was a puck that went into the crowd. It was definitely a shot in, and it should have been a penalty, and all four referees missed that also. So it was quite a night as far as the rules were concerned. The game was great, but the major story is the four referees are the major story, and no referees want to be a story as far as the game is concerned, and yet these four are.
Well said. Barry, before we let you go, a thought on the East. Boston looks like they got a stranglehold on the series, of course, against the Hurricanes, but they're playing at such a high level. If they keep playing the way they are they the best team left in your mind?
Yeah, you'd have to say so. They're going to get home ice through the whole playoffs. They're playing great hockey. Their special teams are the best. San Jose's power play is struggling. St. Louis's power play is struggling. Carolina's power play is struggling. Yet Boston's power play is just humming along at over 20%. So. They're very good defensively. Tuukka Rask is the best goaltender left. He's playing great. Really, I would think it's between him and Couture who's going to win the Conn Smythe. Both those guys have been the best players in the playoffs. But Boston is good at everything. They're good defensively. They're good offensively. They've got four lines that score. They've got 19 guys on the Boston Bruins that have scored a goal this year in the playoffs. That's a phenomenal number. You only got 18 guys on the ice at one time. And yet they've got 19 guys that have scored a goal for the Boston Bruins. So who do you shut down? Every other team, you got to shut down Couture. You got to shut down Schwartz. But the Boston Bruins, you want to shut down Marchand. You want to shut down Bergeron. But then the Corrali line plays great and gets a goal. So they are the best team right now in the playoffs. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I think what's fun about the Stanley Cup playoffs, Barry, and you lived it, but it's just so incredibly hard. When you always have heard, hey, you just got to get in and anything can happen, that truly is the case in hockey. Just get in and you never know what can happen.
Well, Tim Legler and I sit in the same room when we watch our games. He's got his TVs on basketball. I got my TVs on hockey. And at the start of the year, I said, Tim, who's going to be the four teams that will be playing for the championship of the NBA? And he basically gave me the four teams that are in it. And that is not the situation with the NHL.
No.
We have parity. Any team can beat anybody. It's getting hot at the right time. It's getting a hot goaltender at the right time. And you're right. You know, to win four rounds, best of sevens, is just a phenomenal, hard thing to do. And it tests you mentally. It tests you physically. And it's a battle of attrition. And that is a big part of it also. Which team has the guts to do it every night, every second night for 2 months? That's how hard it is to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. If somebody said they had the Bruins versus the Hurricanes and the Sharks versus the Blues before the playoffs began, I want to see it with a picture of the date and when they pick those picks, because that would be phenomenal if you actually pick that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think most people's brackets at the start of the year are kaput right now.
In the trash.
And broken right now. So I think that's what you love about hockey, is that, you know, going into the playoffs, it could be any one of the 16 teams in there could win it. And we've seen that with Carolina. We've seen it with St. Louis. Both these teams were terrible during the early part of the season. Both these teams looked like they had no shot of making the playoffs, much less getting into the third round. And here we are talking about those four teams left. They all have a chance to win.
No doubt about it. Hey, appreciate the visit as always. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. You guys take care.
All right, you do the same. Barry Melrose with ESPN also does some work on NHL Network, and we do appreciate him joining us. Tim Corbin at the bottom of the hour. More of Darren and Donick next.